cold chair.
Oh.
That's an electric armchair for tootling about on. Mm. And that was to say, it's likely to be delivered on Thursday.
Ah.
It's been bought over the internet.
Oh, okay. So you have access to the internet?
Well, I don't directly. I've studiously avoided it.
Okay.
I just don't want any junk mail more than people send me through the post.
Okay.
And I don't want any viruses other than I catch through the air.
But you do have a computer that you use.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
And I use it, well, I use it for typing letters and so on. I also do a lot of, well, I used to do a lot of photography. It used to be my hobby, and I used to work, do everything on the computer.
I see.
So the sort of pictures I used to take, I like to do natural subjects.
Yeah, that's really neat. But, this is a fox?
Yeah, I've got thousands and thousands of pictures of close-ups of animals. There's a mass spectrometric picture.
Yeah. What's that about?
There was a mass spec conference in Switzerland. And at the end of the conference, there was a conference dinner. We all came down from the mountain top where the conference had been held on the Rigi Mountain, down to, I think it's Lake Le Mans. And then we're going, that's on the boat, going over to the castle of Chillon, where Byron was the prisoner. For the conference dinner, and I'm roped in by a French jazz band to play the washboard with them.
So it was like thimbles?
Yeah.
Oh my. So does this represent the intake of a certain amount of alcoholic beverage prior to this? Or?
Well, I think probably it does.
Could I borrow this to make a copy of it? And bring it back.
Yeah, I haven't got another copy, so.
Well, what I could, if I can borrow it, I can. What I'll do is I'll have copies made and bring this stuff back and just leave it with you tomorrow.
Sure, sure.
Because that would be a nice piece to put into the.
Yeah, there are some nice things that you might follow from in here.
Yeah.
For things like that.
Well, I can. These, I have these on downloaded, so I can have the PDF. I have the PDF files of these.
These are some of my photographic things.
I don't know if I have these.
I worked out how to make repeating patterns, repeated as often as you like, and exactly. Which I've never seen described anywhere.
I don't think I've seen this. This is kind of like a kaleidoscopic.
Yeah, Photoshop, used in a way that nobody else has described, I think.
Very neat.
Anyway, this is...
That's an RCM.
An RCM, and it's volume 18, number 1. That's January 2004.
Okay. Because I can download the PDF files of those.
Yes.
Now, what is your, I mean, now I'd just like to cover a little bit about the society side of things. You went to the ASMS meetings, ASTME-14 meetings fairly early on.
Well, first one, San Francisco. I think it was meeting number 3.
And so you got wind of these meetings from just knowing people who had gone, or?
Yeah, I don't know how I did. But it was jolly interesting because there were no parallel sessions.
Right.
Everybody went to every meeting.
Yeah.
So you met people. I met people that I would not otherwise have probably gone to their lectures.
Sure.
Like Mark Ingram of Chicago, who was very big on photo ionization. Fred McLafferty was there. I think from memory, there were about 20 odd papers. And maybe 30 or 40 people.
Well, it turns out that one of the projects that the president of ASMS wants to have all the papers and abstracts scanned electronically so that they can be accessed over the computer. So from, you know, all the stuff that preceded, I think the last 7 or 8 years are already published as a CD.
Yeah.
So you don't get, you know, a hard copy bound volume that weighs at 10 pounds anymore. But she's going to have all the previous paper hard copy paper things put into electronic form. So
I think that meeting, if you get an abstract or whatever of that meeting, I think it discusses the structure of an organic compound, the formulae and detailed fragmentation pattern. It's pretty early. And somewhere or other, in one of these things, Fred McLafferty's written an article in which he says he remembers that paper. It was his first inkling that that sort of work could be done at that level.
So, who presented this structure paper?
I did.
Oh, okay.
I don't know where Fred's.
Well,
it's in one of these.
I have the program booklets from year one.
Oh.
So I'll be able to research that. So this would have been the first ASMS meeting or ASTM E14 meeting that you went to.
Yeah.
So I'll be able to find
it was San Francisco, and I, from memory.
Okay.
I think it was 1955.
Okay.
And it was ASTM meeting number 3, I think.
All right. I will certainly research that when I get back at the ranch or back home. I've got that information here, and I got those. So let's see. So there's kind of a parallel development of mass spectrometry in the UK and the US in terms of
this publication thing. It got a bit frantic in the end. As I say, there are nearly 400 papers here.
Uh-huh.
But I only ever spent 12 years, you see, on academic. So there's publishing in about 30 a year.
My.
A lot of effort.
Yeah.
Publishing.
And actually the first couple of years, you weren't really able to do too much because you didn't have any equipment.
Yeah.
So I was even compressed a little bit more.
But we used to do, well, papers were coming out. We used to have a paper about every 10 days.
Oh, my. So these went to mostly to chemistry journals, and I guess when did the mass spec journals per se start up? I mean, there was MS&I and Processes was the first one.
Journal of Organic Chemistry, Organic Mass Spectrometry, as it was called,
mm-hmm.
And the International Journal started up simultaneously.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know what year it was. But it was the year that the international meeting, the 3 early international meeting, was held in Berlin.
Mm.
I had the honor of being invited to write the first paper in the International Journal. So I have one reference, volume 1, page 1.
So that was by invitation? So I was going to explore this idea that there's been a development of mass spec both in the UK and the US, and it seems like at different times the development of instrumentation seemed to be dominating in the US and at other times dominated in the UK. I don't know.
The UK used to be very big in mass spectrometry, but it dwindled as the years have gone on.
Mm-hmm.
In the early days they were quite big.
So you feel that today the influence of the UK is considerably less than...
Indeed, if you look at the number of papers published. Yeah.
And do you have any idea what's the motive, or how that came about, or what, why the UK is...
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, another. I've marked a couple of things here.
Okay.
Now, reference number 7, derivative mass spectrometry. Now that's something, that's an idea that I have. For improving resolution.